Hi, this is Christian McBride, and I love J. Ross TV.
What's up, YouTube? This is J. Ross live in St. Louis at the Bistro with the man himself, jazz bass aficionado, Mr. Christian McBride.
You said that like it was one word.
Jazz aficionado.
No, you said jazz bassist
aficionado.
You said that like one word. That's kind of hip.
Hey, it's going to be a long one.
I have to write that out.
Jazz bass virtuoso, Mr. Christian McBride. What's up, Chris?
How you feel,
man? Hey, man, we just got through listening to you in concert, man. That new album of yours. Tell us about it and what was the inspiration behind it.
The new CD is called Kinda Brown. The new band is called Inside Straight. 2 years ago, I was hanging out in New York at the Village Vanguard, which is the most revered club in the entire country. One of the oldest jazz clubs in the whole world. And as I'm there hanging out, I realized that I hadn't played there with any of my own bands in about 10 years. And so I asked the owner, her name is Lorraine Gordon, if I could bring a band. And she said, of course, you know, but you know what we do here, you know, I don't want that rock and roll band you usually play with. And so I put together this band. Originally it was Steve Wilson, Warren Wolf, Eric Reed, and Carl Allen. The week went so, it was so fantastic. All the guys in the band, fans, the club, they were like, you gotta keep this band together. I don't know what you gotta do, but you gotta keep this band together. So a year later we did the CD, and this year it was released, and we've been touring since June.
All right, so what's the inspiration for it, Kinda Brown?
That gig at the Vanguard, that was the inspiration.
Yeah, but
just
now,
to put together a band that was all acoustic, all straight ahead swinging jazz.
Well, I had once heard you in an interview on the Christian McBride TV on YouTube. You were talking about your two favorite Brown idols.
Mm-hmm.
Was an inspiration as well.
Well, subconsciously, yes. I mean, I didn't. James Brown and Ray Brown were not the catalyst, you know, that made me say, okay, I'm going to sit down and think of them and write new music. That
right.
Certainly wasn't what it was at all.
Okay.
I think I said that because everybody kept asking me, what does Kinda Brown mean?
Right.
Didn't really mean anything. I was just hanging out. I know you say you got Christian viewers, but hey, I was in a bar one night and... Good Christian bar, no alcohol. I was hanging out with Jeff Tane Watts and Billy Childs, and I don't know what we were talking about, but somehow the phrase Kinda Brown came up. I was like, I like that. It's kind of hip. So that's kind of where it emanated.
Oh, okay. Let's switch gears a little bit. I noticed when you're on stage, like, and you just be in your own world, what do you be thinking? Are you thinking music, or are you just thinking feeling, or is mind just somewhere else altogether?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm thinking a whole lot of stuff, you know. How's the audience enjoying the music? What are we going to play next? How's everybody in the band doing? You know, are they feeling it? Are they into it? Are they focused? Are they paying attention? I hope my back stops hurting. All kinds of stuff is running through my head, you know. What kind of substitutions can I put here, you know? Should I lay out this course? I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff running through your head.
So audience participation, is that a big deal for you to get that, get the vibe?
Audience participation is very important for me. Because I grew up watching R&B and soul and rock concerts. And sometimes when you tell the audience, I mean, a lot of clubs do this, and I know they mean well, but when you say, this is a listening room, depending on who you're talking to, they may misinterpret that as like, oh, this is a serious joint. I better behave. But what I've always loved about the audiences that I saw growing up is that growing up in Philly, we go to these R&B concerts and the audience would be raucous. They'd be loud, but it would be in direct reaction to what was happening on stage. It wasn't arbitrary noise. You know, it wasn't people just kind of talking among themselves and just talking about a bunch of dumb stuff. It was always in reaction to what was going on with the music. So in jazz, one of my heroes as far as that's concerned is Cannonball Adderley. Because if you listen to all those great Cannonball Adderley live albums, the audience is like hollering. You know, Cannonball would play something slick. You hear people in the audience like, yeah! So that's, I need audience participation.
Okay, cool. Hey, YouTube, this is Mr. Christian McBride live in St. Louis at Jazz at the Bistro. We're going to roll up out of here. He got to be on the bus, I guess, in a minute.
We in the Lou. Rams and Cardinals play tomorrow.
YouTube, we out. Peace.
Peace.